Brother Freedom has arrived, and he's here, and the Holy Spirit is touching him, and the anointing is starting to come on him, as he's going to tell you some wonderful things. I hope you'll listen in. It's from heaven. Thank you, Father, for touching us in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, we really need to take heed to the things that God has spoken to our heart, because it's for our best. If we don't, we're going to miss something very great, very special, and heaven is real. There's a hell to shun and heaven to gain. And God wants to seek Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our being. That we'll have His power, His blessing. We need to realize that we're capable in ourselves to losing what we have. And I need to restate that we're capable of losing what we have. That's why we need God's presence with us every day. We need His power, the witness of His mighty Spirit. Because there's things that's going to happen very soon that we're not going to be able to keep up with. Even our nation is on its way down, tumbling down a long, there's no bottom to it. And that's the way our lives are. We need to regroup, remove with the Spirit. We need to regroup. And that means when an army regroups, they literally stop and they say, where are we headed? And they regroup and we're going to hold all this ground. We're not going to go like we've been going. We're going to take a new positive position. And as Christians, we really need to take heed to the things of the Lord. Because if you look around, we're not headed in God's way. We're headed in man's way. And man's way is all hooked up with Satan's way. And Satan is a great controller. And he has figured this out for many years, how he was going to control the church in the last hour. He's got his fingers in on everything. Just like my brother and I were just talking about the money deal. You know, these other nations own us. And that's the way Satan is. He's got his fingers in there on us. And he's got control. We don't even realize that he's there. It makes you sick because God is real. And the only thing that we have is going to be God. If we lose out on everything else, we're going to a wrong place. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we need to keep that liberty until the day that we leave this world. Hopefully God's coming. He better come, because if we don't, a lot of us are going to miss it. We're going to miss it. God better shorten that day that the elect might be saved. And it's not going to be in these great big revivals that they're talking about, because those revivals are not going to come to pass. The Bible plainly says if He didn't shorten the day, the very elect would not be saved. Fundamentalists and these people that got their way into the, they think that they're going to tell the Lord what to do. Well, they're not going to do that. He is in control. It's just like the Titanic going to be unsinkable. This first voyage was sunk. And that's the way it is in this world. We're going to be the same way. We think we're unsinkable, but God's, He is the one. We need to realize that He is the only way it's going to keep us. And we're not on the right pathway now, I believe. We're on a way of destruction. We need to really seek God with all of our hearts, with all of our soul. Put our eyes upon Him and realize He's coming soon. Because He is our hope, our joy, our peace. Without Him, we're not going to survive. God wants us to take courage in Him, in the Lord. He is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes unto the Father but by Him. And I believe that we need to really wake up, America. We need to wake up, world, because God is coming soon. He's coming for a people that's ready, a people that's looking, a people that has a vision for eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that have the power of the Holy Ghost. And I believe that everything that we leave, that whenever we leave the Holy Ghost, we're not going to make it. I know it's that simple. If the Holy Ghost is not on the helm, we're going to make it. If He's not in it, we better back up and go where He's at. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Holy Ghost is, there is liberty. Where He's there, there's power. Where He's not, we better be away from it. It says, love not this world, neither things in the world. Anyone who loves the world, love the Father is not in him. We need to realize that God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's in us than He is in the world. God's going to make us live our salvation. We used to say live our religion. Well, I'm saying live your salvation. That's more correct, because salvation is from God. And this other is just from man. We need to have God in our heart in every area, in every facet of our life. We need to have His direction, His calling, because He's coming soon. He's coming soon, and we need to be ready. We need to be prepared. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. He's coming soon. Without Him, you're hopeless. You have no power. You have no witness. And with Him, you have all things. He's coming soon. Seek Him, and you'll surely find Him. Go toward men, you're going to lose Him. You know, they used to think numbers really, really were wonderful. But I've learned right now, numbers takes us away from God. There's a straight and a narrow way. There's a fine way that gets into the Lord. And we've got to seek God. We have to find where it's like a shaft of gold, how it follows a ravine or something. We got to do that with the Lord. We got to follow His leadership. We got to follow where His Spirit is. And we must take great heed in this last hour with the love of God upon us. We might be a blessing. We walk in His presence. We not no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh, but we'd walk in victory. We can walk in His pardon, His direction, and He will make a way. He is the way. It's not really correct that He will make a way. He is the way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. That's Jesus speaking. There's a way that goes to the Father. Jesus says, it's needful I go away, but if I go away, I will send the Comforter. You know, and you can just say, well, we can make it fine in ourselves. And no, you can't, sir. You're going to miss it. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. You need His direction, His calling. I'm just going to keep it short today, but you really need to realize where we are today. We're in a country, the dollar's fading fast. There's problems everywhere you look. Look at the weather. It's getting worse every day. And global warming's coming in day by day. And even the scientists say they don't know how to cope with things. They don't know nothing. But God forecasts. He's already told us there's going to be great heat upon this earth. There's going to be troubles. And truly, that's what He said is coming to pass. We need to realize it's God that's bringing these things to pass. He wants us to wake up, O church. Awake. Be awake in the Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abound the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. I believe that our works have been in vain. We're not steadfast. We've been movable. We've not, it says, be unmovable. Ever abound the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. We need to take heed to things of God. And I see that we're not taking heed. We go off our own little ways. We do our own thing. But God says, come out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh, perfecting holiness and the fear of God. God saying, come out from among them, be ye separate, be ye holy people. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We love the world too much. The Bible says we must come out of this world. We got to seek the Lord. We got to put our heart in seeking God. I'm going to quit right now, but God bless you. But I'll tell you out there, you need to wake up wherever you are. You need to take heed because I don't believe we've got much time. We don't have much time. It's like the Titanic. When it hit that iceberg, that ship sunk. And those people were drowned. They went into a cold time, about 30 degrees, I think the temperature was. And we're going down in our ship right now around here, and there's problems, there's things, but we need to call out to God. We need to seek God. We need He's the answer. Not your church. He's the answer. What's wrong with your churches? Many of our churches put out the things of the Lord. They're not really close to God. They have their own agenda. They have their own calling. They got their own propaganda. They got their own message. But God wants to move by His Spirit. He says, what does the Spirit say to the churches? We would need to hear what says the Spirit of God. And I believe today God's spoken here by His Word this day. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to be first. He wants to seek Him first. He wants to do His will this day. We praise You today, this wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I pray that You use your Spirit upon your people in a mighty way. Bring conviction. Uplift them in a mighty way. We ask us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you.